What is the best piece of RV advice you've ever received? The internet has spoken and we have the answers. Plus, why are sewer hoses so dang hard to get on and off? Some big changes to Starlink and T-Mobile mobile internet and more. This is RV Miles. Welcome to episode number 317 of RV Miles. I'm Jason.
And I'm Abby. And we are two RVers who, along with our kids, Jack, Ethan, and Henry, have been crisscrossing all over North America on one epic road trip since 2016. Now, here at RV Miles, we talk all things RV and outdoors, from industry news to national parks. It is National Park Week. Travel destinations. I already lost where I was going because I went off script every time. I have been doing this for almost 7 years. And the last night we were watching something and the guy was, he was not in his normal environment as he was doing his video, and he had an ad. And I was like, come on, my man, you've been doing the same.
An ad that he's been reading for ever.
I was like, come on, my man, you've been reading this ad the same way for like years.
He didn't have his teleprompter. He was without teleprompter. And I get it. You don't know.
Hey.
Because here's the thing. When I do the news videos, I do them with a teleprompter.
Yeah.
And I am 100% zoned out.
Oh, this is what I was saying. Karma, like karma's a cat, because I literally threw shade at that guy last night because I was like, come on, you've been doing this for 7 years. And here I am, like a simple, like little intro. Yeah. And I'm like, look at me, I'm a flip off script. And then there I go. I can't get back into it. I stumbled. So, hey, you know what? I need to sit back and just keep quiet the next time.
We have an exciting show for you this week. We're going to talk about a whole lot of pieces of RV advice. We put the question out there to the internet. What is the best piece of RV advice you've ever received? And we got lots of great answers, and we're going to share some of our favorites with you. I wanted to kick off the show today, though, before we get into the RV advice discussion, with a social media post that I read that was about RV sewer hoses. Those bayonet fittings that are very, very hard sometimes to get on and off of the actual outlet for the sewer on your RV. The post was from a person who struggles with issues with their hands. One hand is very limited and the other hand is less limited, but still very limited.
Yeah.
And they have challenges getting these on and off. They've used the sewer wrench that you can buy. There's a wrench that you can buy that helps you get them on, not as helpful at getting them off. And they were looking for solutions from folks about ways to handle this problem. And, you know, frankly, there have been times where I could not get the sewer hose on and off. They are very, very tight.
That is a very good thing.
Yeah.
And yet at the same time, that's not one of those things that you want to be like pulling and pulling and pulling on.
Right.
And then it finally gives.
You don't want to break it off either, right?
And who knows? There could be a little. I don't do this. Is not my job of RV life. I don't think I've ever actually had to put one. I can't believe I'm saying that. I don't think I've ever actually.
You've dumped the tanks, but when the hose was already connected.
Oh, for sure. I'll dump the tanks with my eyes closed. But I've never actually connected them. I've always let you have that fun job.
It's very difficult. And so there were some great suggestions in this post. One of the things that I love, you know, we all get angry about social media sometimes, and this is going to be a social media love fest episode, really. But one of the great things about social media is people do chime in with helpful solutions. So one of the solutions from several people was to get a macerator, which is a, so the it ends up using a smaller hose, which could be easier to get on and off, or to perhaps take that sewer fitting and file down some of those bumps that hold it in place to make it a little bit easier to get on and off.
I don't know about that one.
Anyway, it had me thinking overall about accessibility in RVs and how there are a lot of things that, you know, we would normally consider as pretty standard in homes and in commercial construction that we just ignore in RVs. And for, you know, I understand some of the reasons, and I'm not advocating here that like all RVs need to be wheelchair accessible. That's not realistic. But
more could be.
And it's not just about people in wheelchairs. Like, people have all sorts of disabilities, right? And, you know, there are things that are that affect, like, children, you know, like, mm-hmm. I think of many of the RVs that we've had that have light switches that are all the way up at the ceiling, mm-hmm. that our kids can't reach, or not all of our kids can reach. Our oldest is taller than me.
Our 16-year-old can reach it. Yes.
So Winnebago is leaps beyond pretty much everybody else when it comes to accessibility. They have a whole accessibility division. They sell vans and motorhomes and stuff that are ground up built for people with mobility type disabilities and other types of disabilities. And they've learned all sorts of stuff about, you know, where to place light switches and, you know, how to make up high cabinets, have them come down so that mm-hmm. the stuff in them is easily accessible, that sort of stuff. And I wish some of that would filter a little bit into RV design out there. You know, just normal stuff like where outlets are placed and stuff, mm-hmm. just things that make it a little bit easier for people that have some of these challenges, because a lot of people do that RV.
And I think unless that person actually comes forward and brings that up rather than just kind of suffering in silence, we don't know. I never would have thought about that sewer connection being an issue for anyone outside of the normal, like, just annoyance that it can be when it is just stuck on there. But you have a little bit of mobility issues in your hand. And that can be a real problem for you.
And that could be the one thing. Like, if this person, it seemed like, has a pretty good handle on mm-hmm. pretty much everything else when it comes to the RV. But that's the one thing that makes it exceedingly hard for them. And if we can find those little things that are the one thing for a certain person and help solve them a little bit, I think it becomes better for everybody.
Let's just think too, even anyone who might have any kind of knee issue or knee mobility and just getting to that black tank, that sewer.
If it's underneath the slide.
Under a slide.
Who wants to get under the slide to get to your sewer regardless?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that wouldn't require drastic change within the industry. And, you know, as you were talking about this, I thought to myself, wouldn't this be a really great topic to take up at homecoming, to have a seminar where we invite people to come and sit? And this is not, it's not necessarily Festivus. We're not going to have an airing of grievances, but let's sit down and let's talk practically about maybe some things that aren't necessarily working, because we all come from different backgrounds and different perspectives as RVers. We all have different challenges and we all have different positives. So wouldn't it be great to have a seminar at homecoming where we can all come together? We can kind of put this information collectively. Then maybe you and I can come back. We can have a podcast episode. We could do just an episode in general, a video in general on the things that we talked about there with people. And maybe it's situations like that where we all come together that we can start to see a little bit of change. I mean, again, I know it's small, but think about how different things are now, because we've all been asking quite vocally, give me somewhere to put my trash.
Yeah.
Right? Give me somewhere, and don't give it to me in just like a couple of places in your high-end rigs. This is like a normal thing that I should have. Yeah. And boy, did we see that when we were at the Florida Super Show in January. That was like across the board, even in their decontented lines. So that might be something really interesting to explore as we're building our seminar schedule for homecoming. Yeah. Maybe we can all come together.
Speaking of homecoming, tickets are available and on sale for anybody that wants to join us this October in Amana, Iowa. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have lots of food and lots of fun and hanging out with RVers to celebrate sort of the end of the Midwest camping season.
Yes.
I know other people around the country, and including Midwesterners camp all year round, but the big camping season sort of ends mid-October in the Midwest, and that's kind of why we chose to hold it when we hold it, as a big goodbye to the camping season party. Some people winterize right after that time of the year. A lot of campgrounds close and winterize right then. Campgrounds,
yes,
it's pretty common around here for October 15th to be the closing date for mm-hmm. a lot of campgrounds, because after that, often You'll get some hard freezes.
Yeah, I think Amana. So our homecoming is happening in Amana, Iowa, in the campground that we are working with. I actually think they're going to close for the season on November 1st. As Jason mentioned, tickets are on sale. They're $225 a person. 17 and under is free. Bring your children. You do not have to pay for them. We will still feed them. They are still welcome to be a part of everything we do within the community. We just don't feel like they should have to pay adult prices because, look, a lot of you that bring those little ones, they eat like a morsel. Mm-hmm. Or our 16-year-old who also eats a morsel. Yeah. Like, it's fine.
But our 10-year-old can eat us out of house and home.
But our 10-year-old will eat us out of house and home. So it all balances out in the end. But we are having a 4-day event where we're going to have seminars and activities, and we're going to play trivia, and we're going to have a cornhole tournament, and there's going to be a live recording of the podcast, and there's just going to be a lot that's happening. It's going to be a ton of fun. $225 October 9th through the 13th. However, if you are a Mile Marker member, that ticket is discounted for you. It's $200. You get $25 off a ticket, which for some has kind of helped bring them into our Mile Marker community, which is great.
Basically, you get Mile Marker membership for $20 when it all shakes out.
Yeah, if you join at the annual of $70 a year and then apply that credit to your homecoming ticket, you just got this extra bonus of RV Today magazine, of our Detour podcast, which is the show after the show, the monthly live stream on the first Monday of every month, and so much more. You get all of that. Plus, you get these tickets to homecoming. So y'all go check it out, rvmiles.com/homecoming or rvmiles.com/milemarkers to learn more about both.
Chances are you've seen them on the road. That's because Blue Ox designs and manufactures the best towing products in the industry. Just look around. You'll find them on highways and campgrounds and anywhere you find people traveling in the great outdoors. Award-winning tow bars, base plates, and brakes, a full line of weight-distributing hitches, adjustable ball mounts, and a new line of fifth wheel hitches. With Blue Ox, towing doesn't have to be a drag. To learn more about how Blue Ox can make your travel adventures even more stress-free, visit blueox.com.
RV Miles is sponsored by Harvest Hosts. Harvest Hosts is a membership that allows RVers to take a rest from the road and enjoy unlimited overnight stays at over 5,100 unique locations in North America. Breweries, farms, attractions, wineries, and more. Easily plan and book your next RV trip and enjoy over $1,500 in exclusive member benefits by joining Harvest Hosts. Get 15% off your first year of membership with the code MILES. That's M-I-L-E-S. Go to harvesthosts.com to become a Harvest Host member today.
Yes, the mattress sold in most RVs is just a placeholder so that you can buy something nicer. And yeah, in most RVs, it's an odd size. RV king or queen, they're about 6 inches shorter than your standard mattress. And then there's bunks, which are all over the place. And those teddy bear mattresses are nowhere near as comfortable as they might look. RVmattress.com offers real mattresses from a real mattress company, including hybrid models with actual springs in them, all conveniently vacuum-packed into a box that can be delivered factory direct from their plant in Arizona to wherever you are, even at a campground. RVmattress.com offers a 120-night sleep trial. Their mattresses are toxin-free. We love these mattresses. I'm not kidding. We have 8 of them between our RVs and our home. Visit rvmattress.com/rvmiles and use the code RVMiles for 25% off your order before the camping season kicks in. Our thanks to Brooklyn Bedding for supporting our channel and to you for supporting our sponsors.
All right, let's talk about advice. The greatest RV advice you have ever received. I'm very excited about this topic because anytime this type of thing goes out there, we get some really, really great new nuggets of information that I had never even thought of.
So we put this out across all of RV Miles social media. So really at this point, I'm only acknowledging Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube because that's how many years old I am. and I'm keeping Threads as a secret space still. I actually spend a lot of time on Threads. But
just
it's
in
like,
case it takes off.
It's a secret space where I feel like I can go and still it doesn't have as many pressures.
We don't spend any time on X/Twitter.
Hard pass.
We spend very little time on TikTok.
Again, hard pass. It's just too much. I had to like pare it all down. So we had a ton of comments, a lot of fun. Boy, people love giving advice, which is great, especially this kind of advice. I love to see positive advice.
As we know, when we pull into the campground and try to back up, people love giving advice.
So we're going to go through most of what we're going to talk about. Most of the comments I just pulled from Instagram. So if you want to just go look at one post and see everything everyone had to say, I would direct you over to the RV Miles Instagram and check those out. You'll probably recognize a lot of maybe some other fun RVers that you follow as well. A lot of people jumped in on this. So before we get started though, Jason, so I've got some questions because I put this together. I've got a few questions for you. You're going to have to guess a few things first. Okay. So I want you to tell me, I'm going to give you three. Then you have to tell me what you think was the majority of advice across all over 200 plus comments that we received. Okay. Was it drive slow and take your time?
It's that one.
Advice on backing up the rig or don't buy one.
I'm still going to go with number one.
You're going to stay with your gut. Well, you were right. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. The bulk of these comments were people really encouraging others to slow down. And I'm not talking just from a driving standpoint, although I was so impressed with how many of those were like, this isn't a race.
Yeah.
This isn't F1.
Slow down on the road.
Just get there when you get there.
Slow down your itinerary. Slow down your plans. And I think for most of us, we learn that lesson once we start doing it. If you don't know that in advance, but you have to plan. Sometimes you're forced to slow down. And so you have to plan to be slower because things happen.
Well, here are some of my favorites that were shared with us. So Juan said, drive slow, speed limit or just under, give yourself time and enjoy the journey. That was a pretty bulk, reworded in different ways, but that was really the sentiment across a lot. Jeff said, slow is pro. I love this. Yeah. Slow is pro in so many things. And that includes hitching, driving, backing up, etc. Mark from Grand Adventure, Mark is like, when I saw his comment pop up, so he said, just take your time. That felt like a real like Grand Adventure Mark thing to say. He's like an OG for me.
Yeah. We used to watch him early days.
So when I saw him pop in here, I was like, oh man, I was like, I fangirled a little bit. I think if you know what I really like about him, and if you've not gone over and watched his channel, is he's real chill. Like he just is really, really enjoys the RV. Like, he's on a Grand Adventure.
You know, he's a lot of advice, a lot of good, true to that comment, a lot of really good advice.
Large Marge 77, I freaking love that name, said that slow is pro. So there is a trend there. I guess this must be a thing that I didn't know about. LJM 1960 said you can never see it all, so don't try. Slow down and really enjoy what you do see, which is great advice. TD Housel said slow down, don't rush all over the country. And MD Bama 18, almost all mishaps would go away if you just slow it down.
There's a lot of truth in that one too, because there is less damage to your rig when you slow down. And a lot of the big accidents that happen because people are driving too fast.
And rolling earthquake. Yeah. It's a rolling earthquake. Even to some degree, your motorhome is also a rolling earthquake.
To the same degree.
I don't know to the same degree. I would say I think that our experience inside Wonderbus was probably not the same experience we would have had if we had been riding in, let's say, the back of Traley or the Ibex going down the road. I bet
the Ibex bounces less.
Oh, you think Well, okay, maybe the Ibex was a bad because of its independent suspension.
Do you remember that time when I left a full like McDonald's soda cup on the counter
in the Sabre?
And a couple hundred miles later, it was still there.
Okay, and fair enough. Do you remember the time that a whole jar of spaghetti sauce went flying out of the pantry of Bussy and shattered on the
floor? That's not to say that like. Great. The trailers are better in general anybody should ever ride in a trailer.
No, don't.
But I think I think motor homeowners would say, yeah, there are earthquakes too.
It's probably also very much dependent on the roads you're on.
Yeah.
So, you know, take that again with a grain of salt. There was a lot of other really great advice that was given on this. So our friend Kimberly Crossland said, always check your tires and just chill.
Yes. Check your tire pressure all the time. And walk around and look at them anytime you stop.
Yeah.
Just to make sure, because you might not know that you don't have a flat. I bring this up every time we talk about tires. A lot of people, there's this whole blowout thing where tires explode, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of blowouts are not actually the tire going boom. A lot of them are tire failed, tire was flat, you didn't know it was flat, you kept going, so that tire just decomposed and started, you know, flipping out and sending its shreds all over the place, right? It's very often a flat that causes that.
Yeah, and Kimberly and several other people were really adamant about tires. And I wanted to say too, you know, Kimberly is really great. Like, if you're not following the stuff that she's doing, she has this roadpreneur on Substack, and we were really fortunate to be featured on it. She does a feature Friday with different people in the RV entrepreneur space and working from the road and things like that. She's such a positive and encouraging resource, and it was really nice that she invited us to do that, and it was very lovely. You know, she's a great person. Really go over and look at that. You can we have that feature Friday up on our Instagram account, and it'll take you right to everything she does.
We so also
that you
had can her follow on it. A past episode of the show as well.
We did. It's been a minute. Yeah. But we have had her on the show. So a few other things. Let's talk about a few other things people had to say. More to Explore said, never allow yourself to feel pressured to rush. It applies to backing in, hitching, unhitching, packing, unpacking, and taking in the small moments that wind up being some of the best parts. That last little bit is really why I grabbed this comment. The fact that I think sometimes, especially for those beyond just full timing, and I'm starting to feel this a little bit myself as I look to our summer trip, that, you know, our window is so small. And you want all the really big moments that are going to come out of this time that we have out on the road. We've got some really cool places that we're going to, but I really hope that we can continue to remember that those small moments really do end up being sometimes, at least for our family and for our experiences, have always ended up being the ones that we remember all those years later, that the kids still talk about all those years later.
Yeah, it's another version of slowing down. You slow down partially to make room for those little moments to happen.
Yeah.
And if you're forcing everything through a fire hose, those moments don't happen.
Yeah. I mean, it continues to be just the sentiment across. Patty from Gills on Wheels said, take your time and enjoy the journey. And one of the things, so I've really gotten to know Patty, and a lot of you probably know Gills on Wheels. I've really gotten to know her recently over the last several months on social media. They're so great. And they're headed to Alaska this summer, and they're caravanning with a couple other RVers as well. And if we thought we went tiny, this three were like, hold our beer. And one of them, Chasing the Caches is what they are on Instagram. They're in an 11-foot box trailer.
Wow, nice.
That's what they're taking. It's the two of them. That's what they're taking up to Alaska. Everyone else is doing truck campers. And I thought, oh, truck camper, that's... I'm back on the truck camper now.
It's a great way to do Alaska.
Yeah, sure. Patty's got me back on the truck camper. I'm on it. Our friend Will said, chalk before unhooking, and he put before in all caps. And I said to him, this feels like a firsthand experience.
Listen, there are a lot of fifth wheel owners that don't think you have to do this. And it blows my mind.
You got to chalk that up.
You have to chalk your wheels.
Do it.
I think people that own fifth wheels in particular feel like they don't have to, because the jacks are, you know, they're pulling everything up off the ground or whatever.
False safety.
There are videos out there of people getting their hands crushed and stuff from the whole rig falling on them or their rig sliding down into a ravine. You have to chalk your wheels. It doesn't matter what type of RV it is. and chalk your wheels.
We have been guilty of forgetting to do this, mm-hmm. not forgetting like we don't want to do it, just forgetting.
There's been an accident or two where we.
And I was like,
oh, crap.
Aren't we the luckiest right now? Like, so it happens to all RVers of all seasons. Yeah. It's a great reminder. It's a great reminder for us. Our friend Brooks from RV Out West, he wrote, it's not camping unless you bring your ice machine. LOL.
A lot of people like the ice machine. We've never had an ice machine.
Listen, he's for real serious. And he makes fantastic cocktails. We got to meet him and his wife when we were in Seattle for the Seattle RV show. Brooks has a podcast called RV Out West. Mm-hmm. It's dedicated to the Pacific Northwest. It's a fantastic resource. If you're headed out that way, you should check it out. And we got to meet him for the first time there. And in fact, you're going to see him again.
Good time to plug that. Yeah.
We'll just talk about that now.
I'm going to be.
I planned it, Jason. Wow. Gee, how'd that work out?
Very soon. I'm going to be out at the Puyallup RV show. Puyallup is just outside of Seattle. So it's another Seattle area Pacific Northwest RV show with Brooks and us and some other folks. We'll be giving lots of seminars on RVing. I'm going to be talking about RVing to Alaska and RVing to Baja. And I'm going to be talking about towing safety and some other things. So that show is
May 2nd through the 5th. So that's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You may be wondering why Jason is saying a lot of I statements there. Yeah. I am not going. I will be staying back for this one. I'm going to stay with the kids this time. So he's going to head out there on his own. Now, I Google mapped the distance from like Seattle city center to Puyallup, and I got 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But I know the last time we said that, a lot of people came at us and was like, it's 90 minutes. That's not the suburbs. Like, kind of like how we were like, don't say you live in Chicago if you live in Wheaton. 90 that's
minutes
not how
is
it works.
Still the suburbs.
But that's what it's saying on Google Maps. Anyway,
regardless, listen, we're city people. Okay. 90 minutes.
45 minutes sounds like I'm just going to the grocery
obviously
store.
Obviously, it depends on what time of day, right? In Chicago, if the traffic is clear, you know, say it's a Sunday afternoon and something is 45 minutes away.
Oh, a Sunday afternoon and you think the traffic is clear. That's so cute.
Depending on the sporting events.
The minute in the day.
If the traffic is clear, 45 minutes, that's definitely a suburb. And if the traffic's busy, that's going to be 90 minutes.
Well, I think as RVers, a lot of us can relate to that too. That is the campground to the nearest grocery store sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it takes an hour to cross a city,
right? You just pop on an RV Miles podcast. We got you for that drive. Come down. You can find more about the Puyallup RV show at puyallupRVshow.com. But please go out and say hi to Jason. I'm really disappointed that I can't make it, but it's just wasn't really something that worked out for our family. We got a 14-year-old about to open a show.
Yeah. I'm very excited to be there though. And it's going to be a good time. See, I love going out there because I get to see rigs made by the Pacific Northwest manufacturers, which we don't often get to see this side of the Rockies.
Yeah, it's a really fun time. I'm super jealous. Let's do a few more here before we move on. Mile marker member James would like to remind us that we should never back up the trailer on an empty stomach. That's a lot of comments, y'all, about don't do this hangry. Don't be hungry, and you have to forgive your partner for whatever was said during the backup process.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of concern for our emotional well-being when we're backing up an RV. It is sometimes stressful. It is not always stressful, but sometimes it is stressful. Rebecca Mulliken said, replace the mattress. Not sponsored. That was Rebecca saying that all on her own. Of course, I agreed with her. Replace your mattress.
You know, one of the reasons we love working with a company like RV Mattress, you know, we sell ads and that's how we pay for keeping the lights on. But we try to work with companies that our audience tends to like, frankly. And the number of people that have written to us and have said, I absolutely love my mattress from Brooklyn Bedding. It makes us so happy that we can feel comfortable in the level of that sponsorship, because they have been such big supporters of us and we appreciate it so much.
Well, and they're just good people. Yeah. I mean, they really actually care a lot about what RVers have to say about the mattress, and they're really interested in offering more choices. Haley's fantastic. She puts up with my inability to get anything done on a deadline, so she's great. RV Miles friend Andrew at And Parker said, for backing up, the whole turn the wheel in the opposite direction you want the back end to go is key. He said, because there's nothing like pulling off a clean back end. It's magical.
Yeah. My mom taught me how to back up a trailer when I was like 14. And the first thing she said to me was that I remember her telling me that my grandpa, her dad, told her this when he taught her how to back up a trailer. And it was, you know, just put your hands on the bottom of the wheel and then move your hand the direction you want the trailer to go.
There you go. So you and Andrew are of like minds. Trekking Taylor said something is going to break. Yes, something's going to break. Probably more than one thing is going to break. I mean, that just happens. It is the way it is.
Don't plan on taking your RV to the shop every time something goes wrong.
Yeah, there was a lot of like learn how to do things yourself. Yeah. Consider taking an RV tech class, you know, a maintenance class, things like that. Make sure you have small tools on hand. Some people went as far as to being like, make sure you have a savings account. I don't know.
I mean, just spend the money to hire a mobile tech to come out.
Yeah.
I think it is, instead of maybe paying for an extended warranty, although sometimes extended warranties can be very helpful if it is a good one and you didn't get way overcharged for something. Mm-hmm. But use that money to hire mobile techs to come out, because that's going to get your rig fixed right then and there. And yeah, there are warranties out there that allow you to use mobile techs, but mobile techs are great. Even if your rig is under warranty, sometimes it is worth just having one come out, especially if you're already at a campground, mm-hmm. and fix the problem instead of sending your rig to a dealership to sit there for months.
Yeah, we're hoping to actually have a mobile tech on hand during homecoming. Yeah. We're gonna see if we can make that work for people if they have the need. Oldies on the Road. I just love this name so much. It's not all chocolate and marshmallows. It's loads of fun, but things break. Oh, as I was just talking about, this is the comment. Take an RV tech training course and do your own maintenance and repairs, or have money put aside to pay an RV tech to do it for you. I literally just was quoting Oldies on the Road and I didn't realize it. So, and then, you know, here's another OG that popped up, RV Jedi. I know, right? Like he was another one that we watched in the very beginning days of our journey as RVers. So it was really cool. Another real chill, just like doing my thing over in the RV world. He came over and just said, slow down. You don't have to race to your stop all of the time. You don't. And what wise, wise words.
So everybody basically just says, slow down.
Yeah. Just slow your roll.
The one comment that was like, so many problems can be solved by slowing down was so wise, because it is true. The backing in issues are often happen because people are rushing. It's late. They want to get dinner done. They have somewhere to be, or it's dark or whatever. There's so many things that are caused by just not having the time and space to get done what you need to get done.
A lot of 333 rule was dropped in there as well. So as we wrap this up, though, I have one more question for you. You don't look it. Don't look.
I can't see that.
Okay. You can't read this far anyway.
Even with my new glasses. I'm wearing glasses now, folks.
I know. He's
like full-time glasses. Like I had readers.
He's a full-time glasser now. It's amazing. He wears glasses now. I think you look great. It's great. I love them on you. So I'm going to give you three comments that we haven't heard yet. And then you have to tell me, and these are from Instagram, you have to tell me which one was the most liked by almost double from everybody that read the comments. Okay. I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, I got it. The most liked.
Yeah. So I'm going to mess this up. Dominic Saddle. I'm sorry if I'm messing. I know I'm messing up your name. Goal. Get out and look. So smart, Dominic. Okay. Yeah. Then our friend Stacy over at RVing Our Life wrote, laugh at what goes wrong and celebrate what goes right. I think that's such a lovely way to look at RVing. And then finally, Alan Robinson wrote, hang your pineapple right side up.
Well, I'm guessing that one's the one that got the most likes.
Why would you, why do you think, what is it about for our friends that are new? How can you put this into a family friendly podcast that lets people know what it means to put your pineapple right side?
The upside down pineapple is a signal that is used for,
is what they use at the villages, right?
It's used for couples who like to hang out with other couples
and
very intimate way.
You do you. They are friends. Fine.
I'm wrong. I just figured sex sells.
You're wrong. I mean, it does, but you're still wrong, at least in this community.
Okay, one was right.
It was from Stacy.
Okay.
Laugh at what goes wrong and celebrate what goes right.
It was the positive one. That's great.
Positive thread.
I don't want to jump past the goal one. Get out and look. Though,
oh, for sure.
Because that is such a big thing. Whether you're coming up on a overhang that you don't know that you can get under, a tree branch, whatever, there's a ditch or something, or you don't know that you can make it down a road. How long does it take to walk half a mile down the road? You can do it. You can get out, go walk down the road and take a look.
Look, where your e-bike comes in handy. Okay.
Or the drone.
Just whatever. Or a kid. Yeah. Send, whatever. But I really love that. And when I read that, I was like, oh, I need somebody to crochet that for me so that I can hang it on my rearview mirror. And then it just says goal all the time. And it's such a good reminder. And I can't not hear the soccer announcer in my head. That's what I hear when I think about it, because that's kind of how important it is. You get out and you look. For us, when we get to a campground, I think some of our I'm sorry for what I said issues, they're immediately solved if we both just get out together and look, because then we're talking about it, and especially when we had the Sabre 43 foot fifth wheel. We needed to get out.
Sometimes you want me to get out and look at things that I don't want to look at.
I don't care. You still need to get out. This is a two-way backing into a campground relationship. Okay.
The problem is half the time I'm like, I know what it looks like.
I don't
and
care.
I'm right. The other half time I'm wrong and it's not
right.
What I am.
But the thing is and I don't mean, I don't care is such a flippant thing to say. It's so dismissive. I don't mean it like that, but
I would never say that on a recording.
Oh my gosh, we're recording. Can you edit that out? It's more about the fact that it's backing up is a two-way relationship. And I do think that sometimes the person in the campsite who has to talk to the driver is often treated as a little bit of a lesser partner in this situation. And so when that person in the campsite is asking you to get out and come look at that, I think it's very important that you give that as much weight as if the roles were reversed and you wanted them to come up to the truck and talk to you about something. So, goal together. Get out and look together.
What if you're
a
solo RVer?
Then you do you, and you get out and you look on your own,
If you're a solo RVer, you get out and look a lot is what happens. You get in and out and in it. Because I've had to back into spots plenty of times without you, and it is such a pain because it's just constantly you gotta make sure and get back in.
The next time I ask you to come and look at something. So that was just our conversation. That was advice from you, the RV Miles community. This was not our advice, it was your advice. And we're kind of wanting to explore this topic a little bit more, of where we talk to you all and we get your advice and your input on things that are important to RVers. And then we come together here and we share it. So keep a lookout on social media. There's going to be more posts like this where you can also help impart what you have learned either the hard way, or were thankful enough to have someone share that bit of information with you to keep you from, being hangry and having to apologize or not chalking your wheels. Chalk your wheels, please.
I can't believe we have to say that.
Just do it, please. I beg of you.
Did you know that eTrailer.com is focused on putting actual hands on the products they sell? That allows the representatives to see, touch, and know exactly what it is like to use the product they're providing you, with quality service and recommendations based on personal experience. If you're looking for a one-stop shop,
eTrailer.com has you covered with a variety of RV items, including towing options, interior accessories, replacement parts, storage, and more. Have you ever wondered where you can find some of the odd parts for your RV online? eTrailer.com is where you do it. Visit rvmiles.com/eTrailer and receive free shipping on orders over $99. That's rvmiles.com/eTrailer. More in a moment, but first, this video is sponsored by RV Life Pro. The RV lifestyle is about community, and the RV community is at the heart of RV life. RV Life recently celebrated the 1 millionth trip planned with RV Life Trip Wizard, their excellent trip planning tool for RVers. Featuring all the trusted reviews, pictures, and tips from their RV Life campground site, Trip Wizard is often discussed on another long-term RV Life community, irv2.com. RV Life also features several blog sites and over 20 additional RVing forums to serve the RV community. All of this experience and community feedback come together to help create a fantastic RV trip planner and mobile navigation tool, collectively called RV Life Pro. RV Life also marked a milestone of over 3 billion miles traveled using RV Life Pro, counting both the planned RV trips and ad hoc navigation with the included RV Safe mobile app. Take 25% off of RV Life Pro with the coupon code RVMiles. Visit rvlife.com and get 25% off with code RVMiles.
All right, Jay, it is time to check the level of our tanks. And as always, this is sponsored by Liquified RV Toilet Treatment, the no BS toilet treatment. And hey, you guys, right now going on, go claim your free bottle while supplies last of Liquified. Just go over to liquifiedrv.com/free bottle. They're giving away up to 10,000 of these bottles.
That's pretty cool.
Go get one. So
again, it's another, there was a post just the other day in the RV Miles Facebook group about the best toilet treatments, and unprompted, so many people in the comments were like, Liquified has been the best hands down. And it's great to work with a sponsor who is actually a product that people like. And if it's something that people don't like, which has happened now and then, we've had somebody on and we get a lot of feedback and we're like, oh, well, we're not working with that product anymore. So Liquified is sort of taking over the toilet chemical game, and I love it.
Well, look, they are with these 10,000 free bottles they're about to give out. So good job, Matt and company. It's really great to continue to have you on the show. Okay, Jay, what, though, is in your black tank?
So some big changes. So my black tank and my fresh tank kind of go together here a little bit. Some big changes on the mobile internet front. So this from the folks over at the Mobile Internet Resource Center, who are great. They're the people I always recommend anybody go to looking for mobile internet advice. So T-Mobile is coming out with a new unlimited Wi-Fi plan for RVers, for folks that travel and all that. And it's going to be $160 a month, which is way too much money. And that's really the black tank part of it. That's part of the black tank part of it. And the other part of the black tank part of it is a lot of the reason they're doing this is a lot of folks have the T-Mobile home internet and they travel with that. All the cell companies now have a home internet service. So we have Verizon home internet here in the office. They are going to stay. It's always been in the terms of service that you cannot travel with that, but they've allowed people to do it. They're going to stop allowing people to travel with it. And I know there are a lot of people using that T-Mobile home internet out on the road. And you're not going to be allowed to use it anymore. And if you want to continue using T-Mobile, you'll have to get this RVer plan, which I don't think that many people are going to get because Starlink
is cheaper. Such a better
option and it's cheaper. So Starlink is in my black tank this week. Starlink is in my fresh tank this week because the Roam plan is $150 a month. So it's $10 cheaper. It's going to be a way better service than the T-Mobile, except in a few areas where there, you know, trees and stuff like that.
Can I get T-Mobile on my way to Alaska?
Not for most places. No, in a couple towns, maybe. But the the thing that Starlink is doing that's great, I talked about it on this recent news video, is they are offering refurbished kits again. So you can save $200 on the kit, which is kind of the big expense for a lot of folks that can't really afford to get that up front. Now, in order to get the refurbished kits, and they are the new dish, by the way, in order to get the refurbished kits, you have to get the residential plan and not the roam plan. But it is very easy to change from residential to roam. So if you just buy it, then you can change the plan.
Unlike after a T-Mobile, where they're not allowing you to do that at all. If somebody could talk to JD and Turk about that, that would be fantastic. Wow. All right, then.
That took me a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you not a big Scrubs fan? I actually really love their T-Mobile commercials. I just don't love what T-Mobile is doing because that's stinky.
All right. What is in your black tank this week?
So black tank to us for our poor winterization of the inside of Bexy. It was a whirlwind. Getting back here, getting moved out, going to get the saber, getting back here, then the holidays, then you and I were off to Florida. And it was just kind of a whirlwind. And then we just kind of forgot that Bexy was there. Well, we also just
piled a bunch of stuff from homecoming in there.
Yeah, like it became the storage unit for homecoming, which made no sense because we actually have a storage unit that's climate controlled. So recently, a few weeks ago, I thought, we're probably going to be camping here really soon. I should probably just go over and make sure everybody's doing okay over there. We have them in a great, like, but it's outdoor and it's great storage space, not far from our house. It's great, but it is outdoor. And I got in there and on the surface, everything looked fine. Yeah. But there was a weird puddle of water that literally was in between. It was the bathroom and the kitchen, like in the door.
So that is still a mystery.
It's a mystery. No, it's a
puddle of water, literally like in the middle of the room. Nothing leaking from it. It's rained many times since. It's not leaking.
You know how we get the signs of kind of like the brownish spots, you know, the telltale signs of where the water is coming from.
I guess maybe it came from, you know, because we have the fridge open. It's thawed out. Maybe it came from the fridge in some way.
No way, because there's a towel. I'd put a towel in the top of the freezer. And this was fresh enough water that, I mean, it was water. Yeah. And the towel in the freezer was dry, everything. So it's very strange. We don't have the slide open in Bexy. The slide is closed. So there's the first, like, here we go. The Eppersons are notorious for water issues. It's just, that's our sort of, I guess, hiccup with RVing is always something with water. So I was like, okay, well, there's that. So then I thought, well, let me just kind of, you know, look around everywhere because just want to make sure. And I checked Jack's. I checked the bunks. I checked Ethan's bunk. It was fine. I checked ours. I went to go check Jack's and I lifted it up. And sure as the day is long, underneath the mattress was some mildew.
Yeah. Now I contend here. You think this is a winterization thing.
I do.
I do not. I absolutely do not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I think this happened in the last several weeks of RVing. Because what happens with mattresses sometimes, there are lots of products out there and people will buy things. Like you can buy like that plastic lattice.
Yeah.
You go to Home Depot and put that underneath the mattress just to get some airflow underneath there. Because what often happens when a mattress is over a cold area and the person laying on it is warm, it's insulating it, that causes condensation underneath the mattress. And Jack's mattress is over the exterior storage bay.
Yeah, you and I've had this. You and I are of two very different minds on this only because I actively check for these things. I'm very hyper aware of that, not to mention the amount of time that I had to pull all of the sheets and everything off of that bed when there are no sheets or anything on the bed. So when we unloaded, regardless of when it happened, but just to my hypothesis,
I understand.
I took sheets and everything off of that bed back in October, and that does require me to lift the mattress up, and there was nothing there.
It could have been there, but not visible yet, you know?
Sure, it could have been invisible and then grew while it was winterized in Bexy. The temperatures all over the place. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, it could have done that.
Anyway,
regardless, it's very, it would have been wise for us from the beginning to have put something underneath that mattress, because, you know, a lot of mattresses, they stay on a flat surface. We should have put something under there.
Should have. And the other one was, you know, the our mattress was fine. It's just such a bummer.
Yeah, our mattress, I don't think we'll ever have a problem with that, because so much of that is over the main space.
Yeah, it was just a bummer.
Storage, but Jack's is definitely over storage, and it's sort of, it's vented under there because there's the water heater is under there and everything. So it gets cold under there, and that's definitely insulated. And I think his, whatever happened, it caused mildew. It's a very common problem. Lots of people get, or worse, get mold.
Yeah, air is human, and we for sure aired on this one.
But
we
spent some time cleaning it up today, and I think it's safe and fine, and we're
all fine.
It wasn't that much.
Yeah, I mean, we have our first camping trip in just 3 weeks, for the weekend, and I don't suspect that we'll be in our new RV by then, so we know we're going out with Bexy, which means we've got to go get Bexy ready to go.
Yeah, and we also didn't clean the fridge before.
Let's not talk about that. Let's just moving on. Do not open the microwave.
Why?
Because it didn't get cleaned either. And it was our main source of food preparation. It's not awful, but I mean, pizzas were cooked in there. You know, it's a mess. It needs to be cleaned. Let me tell you about my fresh tank, though. How about that? We'll move on. So my fresh tank is, Jack Henry and I went a week ago to Des Moines, Iowa, for Jack and Henry to make good on their Christmas gift, which was VIP tickets to the AJR concert. Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know, AJR is an incredible band. It's three brothers. Their names are Adam, Jack, and Ryan. They have a performing arts background. They went to a performing arts school in New York. They're incredible musicians. They are an incredible band. Their sound is so unique. This is their first arena tour. Jack and I saw them back in 2022 when they played in North Carolina when we were there. This really cool outdoor venue. But this is their first headlining arena tour. We had the most incredible time. Best concert I've ever been to. And I told Ethan, like, Taylor has a lot to live up to when we go to the show in October. And I've seen, like, I've been to the movie theater and watched Eras. And I'm still telling you, this was mind-blowing. The kids had such a great time. Jack got to take a masterclass with Ryan, who is kind of like their main producer of their sound. And he did an hour class with him. He got to meet the band and shake their hands. He got to take a picture with them. He got to ask questions. He really felt seen, which is something that I talked a little bit about in a comment I made, because I've shared a lot of pictures and a reel and stuff over on Our Wandering Family of our time there. And I said, I think one of the things that the concert was amazing. They sound incredible. We danced and sang till we were, you know, our feet were sore and our voices were hoarse. And we just, you know, you're in this arena with 6,000 other people that are just like loving what you love and you're having such a great time. But I think what I get the impression that Jack will always remember is the small moment where he just felt really seen by these three guys that he really likes, that he really has drawn a lot from musically, and that they put something together like this where they take people into in small groups. We're not talking like a master class where there were like 50 people in there. I mean, I think there were like maybe 10, 15 people. They did several. The band played dodgeball with another level. Like, I couldn't get Jack into that VIP one. I just started to laugh. Jack playing dodgeball would be so cute. But they played dodgeball with like a group of people. They did this master class. Henry and I got to go through their museum, which was a collection of all of their stuff that from tours and then their young years of being literally three tap dancing kiddos on the streets of New York, just like tap dancing and doing their thing. So real, like, just fresh tank for days to AJR. It's phenomenal. We had such a good time that we're going to go again when they come to Chicago. Yeah. So our whole family is going to go. We're going to take Jason and Ethan. And I know that this is running on, but I have to tell one more story about this and then I'll move on. The opening act for them actually had to cancel about 3 hours before the show, was in the hospital with a concussion somehow. And so 3 hours before the show, they lost their opening act in Des Moines. And this young musician, Des Moines-based musician, came and stepped in, and he plays ukulele and he plays guitar. And he's telling us that he's out for a run. He's out for a run and gets a phone call, and it says, "Hey, would you like to open up for AJR?" I mean, I'm getting goosebumps talking about this. This is a young boy who, he's not young, I shouldn't say that. He was a music teacher who quit his job, who wants to pursue music as his passion. And he was a high school music teacher, and he's gone on now, and he does, you know, he plays all around Des Moines, and he plays, you know, around the Midwest and stuff. He's got music on Spotify that gets like, I think like 200 listens a month or something. Like, this is, he's real grassroots. And so he gets this phone call, like, do you want to come? So within 3 hours, he goes from someone who maybe plays, you know, to a small venues of maybe 100 people, a couple hundred people, to an arena venue where he's playing before 6,000 of his fellow, like, Des Moinians. Is that how we would say it? Des Moinians. And he's up there, and he's just, he can't, he just keeps, it's so raw and genuine and charming. And he just, his music is great. And he even has to play cover songs because he doesn't have enough music to like fill the whole time slot. So he had to play cover songs. And he's, the thing that like just melted all of us is at one point, he, you know, he's saying, I get this call. And the first person he thinks to call is he wants to call his mom, because she's like his biggest fan, but he couldn't get a hold of her because she works constantly, and she was at work, and she can't pick up the phone at her job when she's at work. And literally he's standing up there, and some guy down in like the floor yells, call her. And everyone starts screaming, call her. And this man calls his mother on stage, and he's like, Ma, you are never going to believe where I'm at right now. He's like, I'm standing on stage, I'm opening for AJR. And like, everyone is just screaming and cheering, and he's like holding out the phone for her to listen. And then he kept taking like selfies, and he was like taking selfies because he couldn't believe this was happening to him. And at one point he looks out in the audience and he's just like, oh my God, I know you. You're like my student. Like, he just, I mean, it was such a surreal moment for him. And I thought, this is a million times. I know you're like getting all teared up. This man called his mother. And I thought, whatever we do in life, you know, we as a parent have the opportunity to just have an impact on somebody that when they're standing in their greatest moment ever, you're the person they want to call. And I hope in their greatest moment, I'm the person they want to call. And I hope in their hardest moment that it will also be the person they want to call. But I thought this was a story I had to share here, and it was 1,000 times better. And I hope that person that couldn't come is okay. And yeah, I'm sorry they got a concussion. That's not how I would, don't want them to be there, but I can't imagine anyone better. I will, his name is escaping me. I think it's AH were his initials. I will put it in the show notes if you just want to go over he probably got 6,000 new friends that night. I mean, I went to Spotify and followed him just so to support him, and we can listen to his music. It was just fun. It was such a great time. It was so much fun.
And experiences are such great gifts, whether you're a full-time RVer with not a lot of space for stuff or not. This year is really playing that out.
I'll never forget it. You know, one of the things we could do with the tour and in the museum with our ticket was, for those of us who had the VIP, there was a box set up that we could write a note to them. So probably only like 30 or 40 notes were being written to them. And I wrote one that just said like, thank you for giving this mom, like I'm getting emotional, like thank you for giving this mom something that she can have with both her 16-year-old and her 10-year-old. And like that, I hope whatever you do, that you know that like, I'm just so thankful that the three of you are here on this planet. And I like stuck it in there because I just thought, I don't get a lot of opportunities like this to connect with my boys on such a like universal, like we all love them so much. And it was really just like one of the best nights. I'm getting all teary in the show, Jason. I gotta go.
That's it for this week's episode of the RV Miles podcast.
Yes, it is. And hey, again, if you want to connect with us, just find us over on social media, of course, over on the RV Miles Facebook group as well. And I can't get us out of this because I'm too emotional. So y'all stay healthy, stay safe. Keep reading up on all this great advice because there are people out there giving really super solid advice. Go listen to AJR. You want to listen to them, and keep logging those RV miles.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.